Country Bob FM.
Bob FM Almanac, welcome to it. Neil is out there talking with Sailor Jerry. I'm assuming, I think they're, he's breaking down, he's critiquing her latest song. Today is Tuesday, March 20th, the 79th day of the year. What'd you give it, an 8? You could dance to it, it's got a good beat, good lyrics. I give it an 8.
Autobiographical. It's going to be good.
286 days left to go this year. We are remembering Sir Isaac Newton on this date. British scientist, mathematician. Good thing it was only an apple that hit him on the head and not like an anvil.
Right.
He would have had to been like Wile E. Coyote to survive that.
Yeah, it's not easy.
Acme Anvil Company, but it was just an apple, and he developed the theory of gravity and laws of motion. You remember inertia. An object stays in motion. An object in motion tends to stay in motion unless acted upon by an equal or greater force.
That was good.
You remember inertia?
I do.
Inertia is very important. We didn't have inertia.
He lived to be a ripe old age.
Only 84, yeah. He got up there. He had good health care in the early 1700s. Yeah. He found a way to make it happen. Of course, he's prominently featured in the Da Vinci Code. A Knight, a Pope Interred. Remember that?
Yes.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't figure out who was at first. 1815, Napoleon returned to Paris. I don't know how he knew he'd only be there for 100 days, but it was called his 100 days rule. How did he know he'd only be there for 100 days? I guess he only had so much work to do.
Yeah, he should be able to wrap this up in a hundo.
The papers that were stacked on his desk in Paris were only enough basically for him to take 100 days, and then he got a couple of days off at the end.
Right.
So Napoleon Bonaparte made his return. 1865, a guy by the name of John Wilkes Booth, one of the great actors of our time, but best known as an assassin.
Yes, he's a bad person.
Plan by John Wilkes Booth. Now, he had a plan before the whole Ford Theater thing.
Right.
The whole shooting. He had a plan to abduct President Lincoln. On this date, 1865, he was going to do it, but his plan was ruined when Lincoln changed his plans and did not appear at the soldier's home. He was planning on him. He was supposed to show up at the soldier's home near Washington, D.C., and John Wilkes Booth was all ready to just grab him and run away.
Right.
Which I don't know how easy that would have been. I think he would have needed help, right? If you're going to abduct the president. Abe was a big guy.
He was almost 6'5", I
mean, it would take at least three people to handle his hat.
Right. John Wilkes Booth was not that big, I don't think.
No. So he curses, foiled again.
Right.
1930 this date. 1930, big event on this date.
Thing, folks. It's the only way that you're going to get chicken that is finger-licking good. And I'd be mighty proud to have you try Colonel Sanders' Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Wow.
Mighty proud. Excuse me a moment, will you please?
1930, fast food restaurant, Kentucky Fried Chicken. I still call it Kentucky Fried Chicken because I always get the chicken. I don't get whatever else they offer. KFC,
right.
To me, you know, they shortened it.
Right.
But it'll always be Kentucky Fried Chicken to me. Colonel Harlan Sanders in North Corbin, Kentucky, came up with Kentucky Fried Chicken with his pressure cooking and his 11 herbs and spices.
I didn't realize it started that early.
Out of the 11 herbs and spices, are there more herbs or are there more spices? I'd like to know. Are there 6 herbs and 5 spices or vice versa?
You'd think they could at least share that information. Isn't that critical, is
it? I think it's possible that they've shared 10 of the 11, but the 11th is the one that is still secret. I may be wrong on that, but I think they've teased us in the past.
Okay.
1942, this was the date that MacArthur said, I came through and I shall return.
I shall return.
He escaped Japanese, invaded the Philippines. Japan took over the Philippines, but MacArthur, he's a man of his word.
He did return.
He returned to the Philippines, and he returned every itty-bitty piece of lawn equipment that he ever borrowed from his neighbors. Unlike you, Neil, I go to your place and you go, well, whose tiller is that? Well, that's not mine.
Yeah.
Right?
Neighbor
it's
Bobo.
It's still all hanging in your garage.
Yeah, I've confiscated and made it my own.
1967, the model Twiggy, the runway model Twiggy.
Right.
I've eaten sub sandwiches bigger than her. 5'6", 89 pounds.
That's
that
not
was
right.
At her playing weight.
That's not right.
She arrived in the U.S. for a one-week stay, and that might have been the time that she made an appearance at Dayton's. I believe, downtown Minneapolis.
Really?
Right around that time. Might have been another trip. 1969, it was the last nail in the coffin of the Beatles. John Lennon married Yoko Ono this date.
That didn't work out well.
John Lennon was happy with it. I mean, he was okay with it. They were together right, you know, when John was murdered and assassinated as well.
Yep.
1969. You know what they did? They were married at Gibraltar, Spain. The Ballad of John and Yoko. Mm-hmm. They tell us all about that. They were in Gibraltar, Spain, and then shortly thereafter they did the bed in, where they just laid in bed. That's a great honeymoon right there.
Yep.
What else do you need? And then food. All you need is that, and then food rolled on in a cart.
Yeah, that's all. Room service.
1974, Hall of Fame newscaster Chet Huntley died on this date. We remember him today.
Alexander Spanopoulos, sentenced to death last night in Athens for attempting to kill Greek Premier Papadopoulos, refused today to ask for clemency. He probably will be shot tomorrow.
That was blunt.
Yeah, that's the way they did it.
That was very blunt. That's how Chet Huntley delivered the news.
He had his own delivery.
He is now my hero. And he was only 62 when he died on this date, 1974. Avon this date, 1985. For the first time in the 99-year history of Avon, the company's salespeople received a salary for their work. They had been paid strictly on commission. Have you ever tried to sell strictly on commission?
I have.
Or be employed strictly on commission?
That's your only source
of income?
You better be motivated.
That is why the Avon lady came to our house and then barricaded herself in our closet. She wouldn't go until we bought something. Because it was solely on commission.
She needed to eat that night.
Right. Or she wanted the pink Cadillac. I can't remember. But 1985, that all changed. This date in 86, remembering another great.
Yankee Doodle came to London just to ride the ponies. I am that Yankee Doodle boy.
James Cagney, that dirty rat, he's dead this date. He lived to be 86.
That's pretty good, too.
Won an Oscar for Yankee Doodle Dandy. He was also a very good gangster.
Yes, he was.
Which didn't really play with Yankee Doodle Dandy.
You're
singing, dancing,
deals,
very different. So he had a wide range.
You'll never take me alive, copper.
1996, Janice Pennington. She was one of Barker's beauties. Awarded $1.3 million for an accident on the Price is Right set. Last year, we reported that it was an errant Plinko chip that hit her in the skull. Right. Now, we have come to find that it was actually the putting game, and Bob Barker missed. He overswung the putter, which was made out of pipe fittings, and it hit her in the ankle.
Oh, gosh.
He overswung, and a little too much of a backswing.
Very Tanya Harding-like.
That's right. Yeah. 1992.
Jeff Galooly.
Norwega's Manuel Noriega?
I know Manuel Noriega.
His wife, Felicidad. Felicidad. Felicidad.
Feliz Navidad?
Felicidad, which means basically happy.
Okay.
So that's her name. Noriega's wife was named Happy. And apparently he wasn't keeping her happy because she was arrested for stealing buttons from dresses.
Oh. What?
He was the Nicaraguan president. He was the drug guy. He was our enemy. She was stealing buttons. She wasn't stealing dresses, but she was stealing buttons. She had a problem. That was 1992. Yep. Eric and Lyle Menendez, they were the...
criminals.
They were the sons of that couple in California, Los Angeles, that area.
Millionaire.
Where they shot their parents with a shotgun, claiming abuse. And it was a hung jury when they tried them separately. They tried them then... The crimes were in 89. They were finally convicted in 96 when they were tried together, both in the same trial. Eric and Lyle Menendez still doing time now. And 2 years ago, it was historic.
It is history in the making. President Obama is about to land in Cuba. He and the first family took off for Havana aboard Air Force One around 1:30 p.m. Eastern time. Mr. Obama is the first sitting U.S. president to visit Cuba in nearly 90 years.
It was like Calvin Coolidge.
They got enough air down in that office.
Calvin Coolidge was like the last one before Obama to go to Cuba. We were normalizing.
That's been a long time.
We were normalizing relations with Cuba. That was 2 years ago. Let's move on to birthdays.
Mel, if they got enough air down in that office,
they have an air conditioner in there.
Shut up, Mel.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
There he is, Carl Reiner as Alan Brady. I want to hear "Shut Up, Mel" one more time.
Read it first, Alan.
Will you shut up, Mel?
Yes, sir.
He was very good at that.
Dick Deacon.
Yep.
Being told to settle.
As Mel, Carl Reiner, 96. He's the actor. He's the director. Dick Van Dyke Show. He did a lot of things and
very,
is
very
still going
man.
Today. He's 92.
That's good for him.
Today.
It says 96 here on my deal.
Barney Miller, one of the great themes of all time. And the man who was Barney Miller. There
that
would be
good.
No theme without this guy. Hal Linden. Had to work with Fish and Wojo.
It's a great, great group he worked with.
Dietrich. Hal Linden is 87 today. Paul Younger Witt. He was the Emmy Award-winning TV and film producer,
thank you for being
including this show.
Traveled down the road and back again.
He may or may not have won an Emmy for The Golden Girls. Probably just because of the theme, the old Andrew Gold song. Paul Younger Witt is 75 today. A lot of hair product used during his career. Did he win more games or use more tubs of pomade? We don't know. Pat Riley is 73. Lakers, Heat, Knicks, you know it all. Happy birthday to him. He is 73 today. 70 today for Q.
Uh-oh. If you can't take a little bloody nose, maybe you ought to go back home and crawl under your bed. It's not safe out here. It's wondrous, with treasures to satiate desires both subtle and gross. But it's not for the timid.
No, it isn't. From Star Trek The Next Generation, he was Captain Jean-Luc Picard's foil on several episodes. Name is John D. Lancey. He was also on Days of Our Lives. You may remember that. He is 80 today. Also 80 today. One of the great defensemen of all time. Maybe one of the most famous photos in the history of the National Hockey League. That goal he scored in the Stanley Cup Finals, where he's flying through the air a la Superman. We're talking about Bobby Orr, the Boston Bruins.
He's 80?
80.
Wow.
1948. This might be an almanac first, where we have two birthdays on the same day. These two people are in the same movie, and they're all in the same clip.
In the summer of 1981, two Libyan jets suddenly attacked two American F-14s flying
a routine training
mission over the Gulf of Sidra.
Today they
Gaddafi claimed then, as he does now, that the Gulf is...
That's William Hurt and Holly Hunter from Broadcast News.
Including the U.S.
And they're both celebrating birthdays today.
Both Libyan jets were
that is an almanac first. Birthdays all in the same clip for two people. William Hurt is 68. Holly Hunter is 60. Now that I think about it, maybe we did that because I think the mom and dad from Family Ties share a birthday. But I don't know if I've used the same clip for both of them, though. Do you recall?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't really think so.
William Hurt, 68. Holly Hunter, 60.
I would walk 10 miles on my hands and knees. Ain't no doubt about it, baby, it's you.
He's Jimmy Vaughn, Stevie Ray's older brother.
Oh, yeah.
He is 67 today. He's a part of the Fabulous Thunderbirds. Jimmy Seals, who plays guitar for Shenandoah. He's 64 today. Spike Lee.
Money's got to be the shoes.
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 You sure it's not the shoes?
I'm sure, Mars.
What about the shoes?
No.
There he is with Michael Jordan. Spike Lee is 61. He's the actor, producer, director, big Knicks fan.
Yeah, he's on the TV commercials now for the NCAA.
He's going crazy. He's still
Charles
around. How about Sting? Sting is 59. Not Sting from the Police. I'm talking the wrestling Sting.
Oh, okay.
Steve Borden from the WWE, WWC, CWB, and the WWF. Sting is 59 today. Kathy Ireland, another one of those models. Also an actress. 55. Yes, Dear is a good show.
We're still talking about being a security guard, right?
Yeah, why? What'd you think we were talking about?
For a minute there, I thought you were talking about becoming a cop.
Are you crazy? Do the words physical fitness test mean anything to you?
She played Christine on Yes, Dear. She's 50 today. Liza, could be Liza Snyder. Happy birthday. She's in the new one with, what's his name? That Perry, Matthew Perry.
Oh, okay.
No, the other one, Matthew LeBlanc, Man with a Plan.
Oh.
She is 60 today.
So I'll come by in a couple hours and pick you up?
All right, I can't wait.
Okay. Don't worry, I'm not going to just take you up for donuts.
No!
He has a gun.
Speaking of Matthew LeBlanc, there is a clip from Friends. Yeah. That was Matthew Perry there. This is Michael Rapaport, who's 48 today. He was Gary the Cop on several episodes of Friends.
Sure. Yep.
He is 48 today. Spin City.
As most of you know, I was born with 11 toes.
Which one has the six?
Actually, it was the 7-4 combo.
The 7-4 combo. That's Alexander Chaplin, who played the speechwriter on Spin City, 47. Jamal Crawford, he's one of our Timberwolves.
Yes, he is.
Trying to get them to make the playoffs. It's going to be a tight race. He's 38. Good luck to you. And he shares his father's hair. Baron Trump. Son of Melania and Donald Trump, Baron Trump, is 12 today.
Donald was up in years when he had son Baron, it would appear to me.
Well, by the way, he's no Tony Randall.
By the way, Bobby Orr's 70, not 80. Is it?
No, it says 1938.
Oh, 1948. There's one of your people missed that one.
Oh, that's a shame.
Hall of Fame baseball pitcher Iron Joe McGinty. Was born in, 1871. They gave him the nickname Iron for several reasons, one of which he would pitch both ends of a doubleheader, which was probably not happening anymore. But Iron Joe, 1871. He was Uncle Joe on Green Acres and Petticoat Junction, and he was moving kind of slow at the junction. William Edgar Buchanan was in a lot of movies as well. McClintock with John Wayne. He was in that 1903. Band leader, actor, the patriarch of the Nelson clan, Ozzie Nelson of Ozzie and Harriet, born on this day, 1906. If you were watching the Raiders football game, the Heidi episode, you saw Sir Michael Redgrave in Heidi. He was also in Goodbye, Mr. Chips, 1908. Great game show host, Jack Barry.
Come on, Natural.
Joker. Joker.
Yeah!
Going crazy.
The sad part of it is he didn't answer the question properly.
Oh, didn't. That's too bad.
And those questions on Joker's Wild were hard. Those were tough questions.
Those were tough.
Those were brain busters.
Made Jeopardy a walk in the park. Jack Barry, 1918. He was one half of the great comedy team of Bob and Ray. Bob Elliott, Ray Golding. Ray Golding, born in this day, 1922. Go back and watch a clip or two when they were on with David Letterman in the 80s. It's good stuff. We had Judge John Sirica yesterday. Now John Ehrlichman, another Watergate.
Now, if you take the logic of pronouncing it John Sirica, which we found out they do it both ways,
right?
This should be John Ehrlichman.
It could. It
should
be.
Because there's three syllables. Where is the stress? On John Ehrlichman, it's on the first syllable. And on Sirica, it's in the second syllable.
Right.
No logic to that.
No logic. 1925.
You are my friend.
He is our friend.
Special. You are my friend. You're special to me. You are the only one like you. Like you, my friend.
He wrote all the songs that he sang on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Talented man.
Very talented.
Anytime that you.
He's a television Hall of Famer there, Mr. Rogers.
I'd like to know how many sneakers he went through.
Oh, sneakers and sweaters. He was all about it. Fred Rogers was born in the state in 1928. 1935, he was Donald to that girl.
Kind of the bumbling boyfriend, right?
Yes. Well, what a treat for him to get to hang around that girl. He clearly outputted his coverage.
Yeah, it didn't match.
He was also in some episodes of Gomer Pyle, USMC, 1935 for Ted Bessel. He's a great singer, actor, Jerry Reed, and I think we're going to hear a Jerry Reed tune coming up. And those, he was 1937, and you Linkin Park fans, their frontman Chester Bennington was born in the state in 1976. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Here's Jerry Reed.
Well, my throat was dry, and it is getting late.